Here? Yeah? Okay, good.
Can't hear at the back. Hey, Isha, get a cell and throw.
Cannot hear at the back? Where's the sound? Hare Krishna.
Hare Chaitanya Prabhu. Where's the sound man? They cannot hear at the back.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So on behalf of Sri Narasimha Giridhari Mandir, which is located in HPR layout, I bring this message from the president of the center, His Grace Vardha Krishna Prabhu. Due to the festival that is going on there, the Brahmotsav, he is unable to come here. But actually, he told me to tell everybody here that his heart is actually here. He would have loved to be here for the opening of this ISKCON base center. So he is sending his very good wishes to all the devotees who have come together and are instrumental in this place manifesting here. Actually, the people in this area are very, very fortunate that you are having a center here from where?
No problem, I don't want
to get it.
There
are three things that we have heard, and these three things are so potent. Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha, and Krishna Prasad. So if these three things, you take it to any corner of the world, and you will see that there will be gathering of devotees there. So, with this message from Vardha Krishna, now I would like to take this opportunity to give a small introduction of His Holiness, Bhakti Rasamrita Swami.
Hari Bo!
His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami completed his BE from MS University, Baroda, MBA from the Bombay University, and worked for some time in a multinational bank. Inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he decided to dedicate his life for propagating the message of Bhagavad Gita and joined the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He was initiated by the spiritual name His Grace Devamrita Das. Since then, he has served in many important projects and has preached the message of Bhagavad Gita very widely, especially to the student community. He served as temple president in Mumbai, Belgaum, and Vrindavan, which is the spiritual hub of worldwide ISKCON temples. He has been preaching in many prestigious educational institutions all over India, commemorating the 100th birth anniversary of Srila Prabhupada in the year 1996. His Holiness traveled widely and conducted national level theistic debate competitions in various colleges and universities across India and Nepal, covering 250 cities and over 5,000 colleges. During this period, he inspired many people in different parts of India to practice and preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. In the month of March 2010, honoring his dedication and devotion, he was ordered the order of sannyas in ISKCON with the title His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami. In his more than 30 years of dedicated devotional life in ISKCON, he has rendered several important services, preached in many countries across America, Europe, USSR, and continues to do so. Presently, he is the temple president of ISKCON Belgaum Center, where he is inspiring thousands of people to seriously practice the sublime teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, and is overseeing the development of a self-sufficient Vedic eco-village, Gokul Dham, comprising of 450 acres of land near Belgaum. I have much more to say, but Maharaj said don't take too much time. So with this small introduction, I would like all of you to please come together and chant the Hare Krishna mantra as a sign of welcoming Maharaj to the ISKCON base center in Marthali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, sorry for the interruption. You're all carrying mobiles, right? Well, we have a gift for all those who are carrying mobiles. If your phone rings, when you go out, you have to pick up a Bhagavad Gita. So please keep your mobiles on silent. We will be glad if your mobile rings, you will have to take a Bhagavad Gita home.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaura, Hari Bol. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Sata His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurundinatarinam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namane gauratvishe namaha pancha tattvatmakam krishnam bhaktarupa swarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam namami bhaktashaktikam aradhyo bhagavan vrajeshatanayas taddham vrindavanam ramya kachidupasana vrajavadho vargenaya kalpita shrimad bhagavatam pramanam amalam premapumartho mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhormatamidam Tatradara Naparaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It gives me great pleasure to be here amongst all of you in Marthahalli for the opening of a new center, a new educational center of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And even the God of Rain apparently is very pleased. Indradev has shed a few tears of happiness and we have all been a little bit drenched by this downpour of happiness of Indra. There can be no greater occasion of joy than further opportunities to introduce the people of the world to the extreme fortune of the process of bhakti towards the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. This is indeed the culmination of many, many lifetimes of great devotional piety that one gets the good fortune of coming in contact with the devotees of Lord Krishna and the process of bhakti or love to Lord Krishna. The center that is opening here across the road is being named as Bhakti Center because it is a center where we will all get the opportunity to nourish the seed of devotion that is dormant within all of us. This seed of bhakti only needs the proper water, the proper soil, the proper protection. I'm sure we all know a little bit of gardening. We know that if you want to grow a plant, then first of all you need a seed. That seed alone, however, will not do the job. The seed needs to be planted in suitable fertile soil. If you place the seed on a rocky surface, on stones or in the sand, then it will not fructify. But when there is fertile soil, then there is possibility that the seed will grow into a plant. But again, seed and soil are not sufficient in and of themselves, because there is a need for water. So when there is water, there is a seed in the soil, then there is the possibility of a plant growing. But even that is not enough, because the plant in the early stages is very tender and needs to be protected from the rain, from the wind, from foraging animals, or from being stepped on by people walking here and there. So some need for protection is involved. So when all these things are there, then the plant will grow into luxuriant little growth, and then eventually into a tree. And then it will produce many beautiful, delicious fruits. There will also be many flowers. And then that tree will give shelter to many, many people from the rain, from the sun, and so on. This is the tree of bhakti that we are talking about now. Today in this world, people are generally feeling very lost in life. They do not know what is the goal of their life. They are very much distracted and upset, not at peace with themselves and with the world. So therefore we see that in this situation of aimlessness, of being devoid of a higher goal and purpose in life, many people are taking to escapist routes to run away from their miseries, or to try to experience some illusory forms of pleasure which actually will never give happiness in life. Everybody needs the shelter of divine happiness, of divine love. Everyone needs an atmosphere where they feel connected, where they feel a sense of belonging, a sense of higher spiritual identity, a sense of purpose in life. Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded this society precisely for the purpose of giving the people of this world this kind of spiritual shelter, an opportunity where people could come without consideration of caste, creed, religion, gender, etc., and learn about this most sublime process of Krishna consciousness, to be conscious of Lord Krishna with love and devotion, and thereby attain the highest happiness ever possible in life. And that is possible because there are devotees of Krishna, people who have surrendered their lives to Krishna, who are following the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. In their company, it becomes very easy for all of us to also become attracted to Krishna. This process of sangha or association is very important. It is explained that sangha or association is one that makes our mind. According to the kind of people we associate with, we get those kind of thoughts. If somebody associates with people who are drunkards, people who are criminals, or people who are of any particular mentality, he will also become like that. If somebody associates with those who are devotees of Lord Krishna, he or she will also become a devotee of Lord Krishna. It is natural. We are what we associate with. So the principle of sangha is very, very important. When we come into the association of devotees of Krishna, our thinking changes. So first of all, by sangha, the vichara changes, the thinking process changes. According to the thinking process, then our actions change. According to how our actions change, then our practices change. According to how our practices change, our habits change. According to how our habits change, our character and our nature is transformed. Imagine if all the people in this world were to get this very precious gift of the association of Lord Krishna through his devotees, through his holy names, through his deities, then this world would be like Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, where everybody would be of sublime character, of sublime habits, of sublime practices, sublime actions, sublime thoughts. What a wonderful world this would be. This is not just a dream. It can happen. It will take a while for this dream to unfold into reality. It will be a step-by-step process. And the opening of the Bhakti Center here is one of those many steps. And we invite you all to participate in the unfolding of this dream and to share this dream turning into reality with everybody else. In this association, there is only one business, only one purpose, that is to share the joy of loving Krishna with everybody else. This is the meaning of being a bhakta of Krishna. This is the meaning of bhakti. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, machitta sarva, machitta, he said, first of all, machitta sarvagata prana bodhayantas parasparam kathayantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. He says, this is the definition or understanding of my devotees. Machitta madgata prana. My devotees are constantly thinking of me alone in their chitta, in their consciousness. Madgata prana. They consider me as their very life and soul, the most precious treasure of their life. Bodhayantaha parasparam kathayantas chamam. And they gather amongst each other and they speak about me, Krishna says. Nityam, always. It is not that the devotees are interested in so many discussions that are not productive at all, that are of no use to anybody, simply criticizing other people, talking ill of other people, relishing in the news of this world that really has no lasting benefit for anyone. But discussions of Lord Krishna are the most pleasing to the mind and to the heart. And they actually elevate us to a higher stage of consciousness and happiness. And therefore, those who are truly wise in this world, they enjoy this. They find happiness in such company and in such discussions. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So the true devotees of Krishna, they find enormous happiness and satisfaction in coming in the company of other devotees of Lord Krishna and speaking about him, glorifying him. This simple process can transform the world. In modern day language, we can call it the game changer. If you want to change the way the world is for the better, if you want to make this place a happy place, then this is the formula that we have to accept from the Bhagavad Gita. We are all aware of how this world is moving. If you open the newspaper, you only see bad news. If you look around you, you see so many negative things. People are quarreling. Even family members quarrel. Families are breaking up. There is quarrel between business associates, between friends, between family members, between countries. In fact, this age is called the Kali Yuga. The word Kali comes from the Sanskrit word Kalaha, which means quarrel. This is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So Kali Yuga means that at the slightest reason, there is big quarrel. The reason may be this much, but the quarrel is this much. So for no reason, or for a completely inadequate reason, people simply quarrel. There is so much bitterness. Where is that sense of love and brotherhood and sisterhood amongst people? Where is that society of human beings of Bharatvarsha, that land of spiritual culture, that Punya Bhumi, where people would come together to assist each other, to be kind and compassionate to one another and to all the living beings in the creation, and where they would live together helping each other to progress on the spiritual path? But today our society has become so materialistic, and therefore we are not interested in discussions about spiritual life. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the great sage Shukadev Goswami says, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nranam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. He says, my dear King Parikshit, the people of this world who are materialistic, they have hundreds and thousands of materialistic topics to hear about and talk about. There is no shortage. They talk about cinema, they talk about politics, they talk about sports, they talk about what happens in other people's homes. They talk about so many topics, but they have no interest in spiritual subjects. This is the tragedy of the day. And Shukadev Goswami spoke this at the end of Dwapar Yuga, and he foresaw the conditions of the people of this age in Kali. And therefore, with great remorse, he was saying this. And therefore, he spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam that contains the glories and the pastimes of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna appeared on this planet and performed so many different leelas for over 125 years, and then his purpose was fulfilled, his mission was accomplished, and then he departed from this world, from a place called Prabhas Kshetra, not far from Dwarka. And he was about to depart. He gave many parting instructions, and then he left for his own abode. The sages who had gathered at Naimisharanya, a holy place that is said to be the center of the universe, it is near the modern day place of Kanpur. And the sages asked the sage Suta Goswami that Lord Krishna has departed now. He had spoken Bhagavad Gita, etc., but now he is no longer present on this planet Earth. So how will the people of this earth know what is dharma, what is jnana, what is bhakti? What is the way ahead for them? This Kali Yuga is going to be an age of darkness, of ignorance. In ignorance of Krishna consciousness, people are going to kill each other, harm each other, criticize each other. This place will become a living hell. So what is the way out for the people of this Kali Yuga, who are going to be tormented with so many difficulties? And Suta Goswami, of course, was very wise, very learned. And he said, Krishne Swadham Upagate Dharma Jnana Dhibisaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dhunoditaha. He says, my dear sages, please do not be anxious. I have good news to give you. Even though we are rightly very distressed that Lord Krishna has departed from this world and gone back to his abode, but all is not lost. Because Lord Krishna has left behind himself. How is that? In the form of his narrations, in the form of his messages. And that form is the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana, which contains so many narrations of the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna and his great devotees over many, many thousands and millions of years. So Krishna Swadham Upagate, so after Lord Krishna has departed for his abode, Dharma Jnana Adhibhi Saha, along with dharma, jnana, etc. Just for the sake of giving some vision and light to the spiritually blind people of Kali Yuga. Kalo, that means in the age of Kali, Nashta Drisham Esha, of those people whose spiritual vision has become destroyed. This Bhagavat Purana, this Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen like the sun. Purana Arkaha. Arka means the sun. So this Bhagavat Purana is like the sun. Adhuna Uditaha, that has just arisen because it was spoken by the great sage Shukadev Goswami to the great king and devotee Parikshit Maharaj, the son of Abhimanyu, the grandson of Arjuna. So there is great hope, O dear sages, that this Srimad Bhagavatam, which contains the narrations of Lord Krishna, will save the world. So therefore, what is necessary is to spread the messages and the narrations of Lord Krishna everywhere. When the sages were asking Suta Goswami at Naimisharanya many nice questions, Suta Goswami also became very happy to hear these questions. And he congratulated the sages. And he said, Muniha Sadhu Prishtoham Bhavadbhi Loka Mangalam Yat Kritaha Krishna Samprashno Yenatma Suprasidati. He said, my dear sages, I am extremely happy to hear the questions that you have asked. The questions are indeed glorious. And I applaud you for asking these questions. Sadhu, sadhu. In the sadhu samaj, in the company of sadhus, when you have to appreciate something, you want to applaud someone, you say sadhu, sadhu. Today everybody claps, isn't it? Or says so many other things, but sadhu says sadhu, sadhu. Very nice, very nice. So Suta Goswami said, you have asked some very wonderful questions. Yat kritaha Krishna samprashno. And these questions are connected to Krishna. Therefore, bhavadbhir lokamangalam. So such questions and answers about Krishna are meant for the entire welfare of the world. Yenatma suprasidati. And it is by such questions and answers and discussions and narrations about Lord Krishna that all of us can be completely satisfied and happy. In other words, the greatest need for the world today is for people to gather together to hear and chant about Lord Krishna and understand this message in a very systematic manner, in an atmosphere of faith. Krishna consciousness or Krishna bhakti is not something to be accepted blindly. It is not some mumbo jumbo as people of this world think. It is not unscientific. It is not irrational. It is not something that is to be accepted blindly as blind faith. It is a supremely logical and sublime knowledge that has to be understood. So Srila Prabhupada wanted the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to be like spiritual colleges and universities where people would come and systematically understand the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then gradually as their understanding grows, they understand the concepts of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then they would genuinely relish such discussions about Lord Krishna. And that would be indeed the perfection of life. So this is the purpose why places like the Bhakti Center are opened, to give an opportunity to people living nearby to come and participate in this joyful process and to make their life successful. If we do not get the right company, then our consciousness will also not come towards Lord Krishna. It will remain absorbed in the things of this world. The world of Maya outside, the world of material consciousness is very powerful. It is very full of temptations and distractions. And it is very easy for the spiritualist to get distracted by the pulls and the pressures and temptations of this world. The propaganda of the outside world is very, very strong. The television, the cinema, the newspapers, the way the people talk, the way the people dress, the kind of beliefs that they have, the understanding that they have about life, their aspirations, goals, etc., can be very distracting. Therefore, it is very important that we should have a strong company of spiritually minded people who are sincerely striving to understand Krishna. The more we are associating with the outside world, our mentality will also become materialistic. And the more we associate with the holy devotees of Krishna, our mentality will become devotional. One time, there were a group of sadhus who wanted to visit some other sadhus who were living in another ashram. That ashram was quite far away, so they had to walk a long distance. And they also had to pass through a forest in order to be able to reach that other ashram. As they were in the forest, somehow or other, night fell. And they thought it was not safe to traverse this forest in the middle of the night in the darkness because of so many animals. And fortunately, they saw some little huts and they felt this would be an appropriate place for them to take shelter for the night. So they all came to that place and they all entered into the hut. And to their utter horror, they heard some abusive words being spoken repeatedly. All sorts of dirty language was being spoken in a very shrill voice. So they looked around, who is this who is speaking such foul language over here? And then to their utter surprise, they found there was a parrot. And this parrot was in a cage. And this parrot was speaking all sorts of abusive language. So the sadhus, they were shocked. They shut their ears and said, Vishnu, Vishnu, oh, just see this bird, this parrot is speaking such horrible language. And they were wondering, what on earth is this parrot? How has this parrot learnt these kind of words and this language? And then they realized that this probably belonged to somebody. And maybe it belonged to, they saw some things around and it apparently belonged to some hunter. So they said, anyway, we cannot tolerate this kind of language. We will have to all night long hear these abusive words from this parrot. It is intolerable for us. It is better to face the dangers of the wild animals in the forest than to be here in this house hearing all this abusive language all night long. So they left that house and they walked through the night. Fortunately, there was no danger. Nothing happened. And they safely reached the ashram that they intended to reach. And the sadhus in that ashram welcomed them. And then they heard some shrill voice saying, Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Vishnu, Vishnu. They heard some shrill voice chanting the names of Lord Krishna. So they were very pleasantly surprised as they saw another parrot who was sitting on the branch of a tree this time. And they were very pleased because just the previous night they had met this parrot who was speaking all kinds of abusive language, and now they came to this parrot who was speaking very sweetly the names of Lord Krishna, the names of Lord Ram. So they were very, very pleasantly surprised. And they asked the sadhus, they told them, you know, just last night we met this parrot who was speaking like that, and now we meet this parrot. So we are very curious to know, can you shed some light about this? So the sadhu said, yes, yes, we are aware of that parrot. Actually, what happened is that these two parrots were siblings. They were brothers. And somehow or the other, at the time of their birth, they were separated from one another. That one whom you heard last night was captured by a hunter. And right from childhood, that parrot was in the company of the hunter. The hunter was a very cruel man, a very uncultured man, and he was constantly using abusive language. So the parrot, being in the company of that hunter, also learnt. As you know, parrots can learn whatever language you teach them, they will say. So this parrot in the company of the hunter also became like that, and is speaking like the hunter. And this other bird somehow came over here, and he was sitting in our midst, and we were constantly doing sankirtana, the chanting of the names of Lord Krishna. We were having Krishna katha. So because this parrot was always around us, so he has also developed the habit of constantly chanting the names of Lord Krishna. And then this group of sadhus marveled at how the nature of company in this world is so strong. It can affect not just human beings, but even animals, even birds. This is the power of the name of Krishna and of the company of the devotees of Krishna. And if we don't have good company, then we will have the other kind of company that is so much outside, freely available now. So it is very important that we should try to stick as much as possible to the company of devotees. Of course, it may not be possible for us to be 24 hours in the company of devotees, because we may have our profession, we may have our jobs, we may have business, we have our family and other social responsibilities. So certainly we should do all of these things in a very proper way, responsibly. But whenever possible, we should try to be in the company of devotees. And then learn what true religion is, what true spirituality is. Today, unfortunately, even in India, and even in the Hindu community, people have a very materialistic conception of even religion. Just today or yesterday, there was a newspaper article about a temple of Lord Balaji, not the famous temple at Tirumala, but another temple of Lord Balaji somewhere in Andhra Pradesh, which has become known as a visa temple. How many of you have heard of this? Okay, better I don't tell you about it. But anyway, since I have brought up the topic, how many of you have heard about visa temple? Okay, I hope you don't visit there for visa. It is said this temple has become famous because many people who want to go to America, you know, it is very difficult to get a visa to go to America. So they believe that this deity of Balaji is very powerful. For what? Not for giving bhakti, but for giving visa. And they believe that this Balaji deity has a quota or visas that he can give. So just as, you know, we are used to quota system. Management quota, donors quota, this quota, that quota. So everybody believes we should go to this deity of Balaji and propitiate him by some rituals, by some offerings, and then we apply for visa to America, and the goal of our life will be achieved. We will attain the perfection of our life. We will go to America and our life will become happy and successful. So then after they get the visa, then they come and do pradakshina. And because the number of people doing pradakshina has increased dramatically, so the fame of this temple is spread. If they are doing pradakshina, that means their visa has been granted. And thousands of people are flocking to this visa temple. Not for bhakti, not for spiritual progress, but for getting a visa to go to America. We devotees of Krishna are worshipping Krishna so that we may love Krishna. And then Krishna will automatically take us to his kingdom, Vaikuntha, which is beyond birth, death, old age and disease. These people are approaching Lord Krishna, Lord Balaji for visa to America. And this is the tragedy of our country today. The country of spiritual culture. Now, even those people who have some religious bent of mind, many people first of all do not, they have lost that. Because of the modern day educational system, because of the modern day propaganda everywhere. But even those people who are somewhat religious, this is their understanding. That we should go to God, and some father and mother of some girl who got a visa, they were interviewed in this article. And they said, we are very happy because Lord Balaji has blessed our daughter to get visa to go to America. This is our idea of blessing. This is not real blessing. Real blessing means to make spiritual advancement, to get love for Lord Krishna, to become released from this horrible cycle of birth and death and go to the spiritual kingdom of God. That is the real blessing. But today we have become so materialistic that we will go to God to make business. We have become so selfish, so narrow-minded in our thinking that we want to go to God like businessmen go. God, I will worship you. I will give you some donation. I will offer something to you, but please give me such and such thing in return. But this kind of business-minded religion is not bhakti. There is a little joke about this worshipper of Balaji who went to Tirumala. And he came in front of Balaji and said, my dear Lord, I want your blessings because I am just about to go for some negotiations, for some business contracts. And this business contracts, it is worth a very large sum of money. If I get this contract, if I get this business, then I may get 10 lakh rupees. If I get 10 lakh, then I will give you 50%. So this kind of deal he made with God, with Lord Balaji. Now he went for this business contract. Somehow or the other, there was another competitor who was there. So then both of them got 50-50 of the business. They got 5 lakhs each. So then he didn't go to Balaji for a long time. He said, what is the use? I wanted 10 lakh contract. I didn't get. Then one day, Balaji came in his dream. He said, Henry, what happened? You promised me that if you get the business, you will come and you will give me 50%. So then this person said, you have already taken 50%, my dear Lord. So now your share you have already taken, you have not given me. So I felt there is no need for me to come to you. But this is the thinking of people today in India. Such a sorry state of affairs. That is why people are becoming so much, there's so much quarreling going on, so much misunderstanding. Because even when we come to religion, we come with such a mentality. We don't come with a pure heart. We don't even understand what is the true purpose of religion. See, the true purpose of religion is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahai tukcha vyabhavita yayatma suprasidati. The topmost dharma, the topmost religion for all humanity is that by which loving seva or service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who is known as Adhokshaja, happens. And this seva should be unmotivated. That means no business mentality. You go only for serving Lord Krishna, for loving him, not for expecting material things in return. And avyavahita, it should be uninterrupted. Not that when we are serving Lord Krishna, then we will have Sunday holiday, or we will have summer holiday. Now in these holidays we will not serve Lord Krishna, not like that. It will be a continuous seva, a state of consciousness. And it is only by serving Lord Krishna or by being trained to serve Lord Krishna in this way that we will attain the ultimate happiness and the purpose of our existence. There is so much to learn, and therefore there is need for this real knowledge to be spread everywhere. I am very grateful to all of you that you have come in such a large number over here for such a function. It is a matter of hope and encouragement that still there is hope for salvaging. Of course, if today instead of me, Shah Rukh Khan had come here or Rajinikanth had come here, then I'm sure there would have been millions of people gathered here. But when somebody comes to speak about Lord Krishna, it is at least encouraging that so many people have come today. Therefore, I'm very grateful to you. You are all very rare souls because you're coming here for a divine purpose. So my request to you is to please take advantage of this bhakti center that has come up just across the street. There will be many educational programs going on there. Spiritual education will be imparted. Many Bhagavad Gita courses will happen there. You will learn the message of Bhagavad Gita. You will learn the narrations of Lord Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam. You will learn to apply this knowledge in your life. You will get the opportunity to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna with the devotees and to partake of Lord Krishna's delicious prasadam. So please take the full advantage of this opportunity and share this happiness with others and bring them also to this sublime path of Krishna consciousness. I congratulate all the devotees who have been involved in spreading Krishna consciousness in this area and who have worked very hard to make this bhakti center happen today. And I hope and pray that all of you who are assembled here and many more also who are not able to come today will participate in making this project of Lord Krishna very, very successful, so that the whole of Marthahalli at least becomes very Krishna conscious and the name of Krishna will spread everywhere. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to express our heartfelt gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj for having graced this very auspicious occasion of the opening of the ISKCON Bhakti Center at Marthahalli. We are very, very fortunate that Maharaj consented, agreed to come here, and we would like to again, once more, express our heartfelt gratitude by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We have requested Maharaj that when he comes next time to Bangalore, he should come to ISKCON Bhakti Center at Marthahalli so that we can give him a report of what we are achieved from this visit to the next visit. I would like to now call upon Nagaraj Prabhu.
We have two dignitaries also along with us. This evening, we we had invited the respected MLA sir, so we had a meeting in Mysore, so he couldn't come, but he has conveyed his regards. And we have along with us Sri Venkateswamy Reddy, who is the vice president of BJP unit of Bangalore district. So he is staying right across the street. He's just opposite to the Bhakti Center. So whatever programs we'll be doing under his shelter. And we have along with him, we have Sri Yogesh, who is the general secretary of the BJP for the Madhepura constituency. Sir, please, Garland Maharaj. So please, Niwak. Auru haktar nimge vapas. Please, there will be exchange of garlands, please. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Yogeshwara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. As a token of love, we are just giving some momentous to Swamiji, to our dignitaries. Maharaj, he just stays right in front of the center, Maharaj. And he is the vice president of the Bangalore BJP unit. So, he is very helpful and supportive. To mention, our corporator Srimati Shweta Vijay Kumar had different engagements. So she visited at 5:30 and she left the place. So she also was supposed to be here now. So she has already visited the place and she has left. She has already seen the center. Please give them a big round of applause. We have lot of support. They are supporting us in ಕನ್ನಡದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷವಾಗಿ ಪರೋಕ್ಷವಾಗಿ ಆರ್ಥಿಕವಾಗಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್ ಟು ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ ರನ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ಸ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಸರ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನ್ಕರೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ assembled here for your enthusiastic participation in our inauguration festival.